My name is Austin Sammons. I'm 18 and I'm interviewing my mother today. Tell me what I was like as a child.
Austin, you were so cute when you were little. You used to put your our shoes on and our socks and walk around the house. And you also liked getting into your dad's shaving cream and putting it on your face at age 2.
All right. What's one bad behavior I had as a child, and where do you think I picked it up, or from who?
Austin didn't like to sleep with sheets on his bed. They would end up in a ball on the floor. I have no idea where that behavior came from. I think it's a boy thing.
That's very rude.
Oh, is that rude? It's true. You still don't.
What is one important value or life lesson you tried to instill in me as a kid?
We have tried to teach you that you can do anything you set your mind to. With honesty and hard work, you can achieve your goals and dreams.
What has been the easiest part of raising me, and what has been the hardest?
The easiest part has been how smart you are. You've never struggled academically, and you excel in math, which many people struggle with.
And what's the hardest?
The hardest is, I don't think it's been too hard raising you, honestly.
Okay. What is one quality, habit, skill I inherited or learned from my mother?
The quality you've gotten from me is your perseverance. When you want something, you don't stop until you have achieved the goal. The skills you inherited from me are lifelong skills.
What about skills from my father?
Skills from your father? I'd say the skills you inherited from your father are your math skills, without a doubt.
How many times have we moved since I was born?
We moved 9 times since you were born.
9, that's a lot of times. Did we have more dogs or cats when I was growing up?
We had more dogs, and let's see, we had 1, 2, 3, 4 dogs and 2 cats.
At what age did I start picking my clothes out myself?
You know, I can't remember for sure, but I tried to dress you and your brother alike as long as I possibly could. I think you were about 10 or 11 when you started picking out your own clothes and wanting name brand expensive shoes.
Did I ever do anything dangerous as a toddler?
Oh yeah. You and Aaron were supposed to be in bed taking a nap when I ran to the video store to drop off some movies, and your dad was in the basement with headphones on, and he didn't hear you and Aaron open the front door. You guys went outside and went over to the neighbor's yard and picked all of her tulips, and then you ran across the street to the neighbor's house, who she brought you back. You guys were like 3 years old, 3 or 4. It was so scary when I came home. Also, one time, when you were very little, you stuck a screwdriver into an electrical outlet.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would do. Can you tell me about the day I was born? How did you feel the first time you saw me or held me?
The day you were born on one of the hottest days of the year in 1999, I think we set some records that year. It was a couple of days after JFK Jr.'s plane went down. I remember, after you were born, they were still searching for the plane. I was really sick and sent to the ICU at the hospital. After you were born, they placed you in my arms and I started crying. You were a perfect tiny thing and arrived 7 minutes after your brother. I've never felt so much unconditional love in my entire life.
What was I like as a child?
You were an easy child. You were compliant and always wanted to help mom and dad. You were very affectionate and loving and enjoyed entertaining and making us laugh.
What was I like as a teenager?
Well, during your teenage years, you became a bit challenging. You found your voice and your opinions. I remember the summer you played that computer video game, and I had to force you to go take driver's education classes.
I remember that. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories of me?
One of the happiest memories was when you started walking and talking. We were so excited with all of the milestones that you hit, but walking is a huge one. You were determined and you walked early for your age. You walked at I mean, it was like right at 12 months, but with you guys being premature, it was more like you walked at 10 or 11 months, so it was really early.
Can you tell me your most unhappy memory of me?
An unhappy memory was when I had to leave you and your brother at daycare when you guys were toddlers, and you guys would scream and cry for me not to leave you. That was so hard as a mom to have to leave you and go to work.
What are some similar traits my brother and I had growing up?
Similar traits that you and Aaron have are how stubborn you both are, which you get from your mom and dad too, how much you both like to sleep, and how much you both love video games.
What are some different traits that my brother and I had growing up?
You and Aaron, you do have similar interests, but they're also completely different. You like hanging out and talking with your friends, and Aaron likes hanging out and talking with his friends too, but they play a card game, and you and your friends play video games mostly. Also, you have blonde hair and blue eyes, and your brother has brown hair and brown eyes.
Yeah, but that's when we were born. That has nothing to do growing
up. Still. It's still the same.
What was my favorite baby food?
Your favorite baby food was sweet potatoes.
What was the first state a child to other than Ohio?
You went to Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, and Florida all in one day.
Oh, okay. How old was I when I started school?
You were 6 years old.
And was I in a private school or a public school when I first started?
Well, you went to all-day kindergarten at a private school in Huber Heights called St. Peter's. But in first grade, you started in public school and have been in public school all the rest of the time.
All right, and that will finish the interview.
Thank you.